This is Focus on Domestic Violence, a public affairs presentation. I'm David Pike, Executive Director of Mitchell County Safe Place, and with me this week is Tracy Black, who is one of our staff members who's in charge of our Legal Assistance Center at Safe Place. And welcome to our show.
Great to be here.
I want to talk a little bit about the programs that Safe Place offers, and we'll get into your Legal Assistance Center at the end of that, but people aren't always aware of the variety of things that we do at Safe Place. They think of us strictly as a shelter, and we're much more than a shelter.
Absolutely.
And let's talk a little bit about one of our programs. A key one is for victims of sexual assault. We have people at the hospital and whatnot who are trained to recognize sexual assault victims and know who to contact. And it's usually the first contact point is a lady that works for us called Cecilia Berry, and she's our sexual assault coordinator. We don't have a whole lot. You keep the statistics for us, but we don't have a whole lot of victims throughout the year that report sexual assault.
No, that boils down to there are a lot of barriers to reporting sexual assault. We do have, just about all of our clients have sexual assault in their past, in their history, and she does a lot of work with them.
But when someone actually is immediately a victim of sexual assault, then it's really our job to try to mobilize the total community resources to help that person. Another thing that we do is, and that's something that we just started this year, is our school program. And we're trying to stop violence before it goes another generation. And we see, you've worked for us for a number of years now, and you've seen people come in, and it's a very generational thing, isn't it? It comes within families and stays within families.
It sure is. I've always said that, you know, the stronger the tie is to domestic violence in the family of origin, the harder it is for that woman to break that cycle.
And we're seeing it in schools, so among teenagers, a lot of victims of domestic violence, and so we're trying to get to the younger kids and try to break that cycle before it gets started. Of course, we have our shelter program, and for victims who need a place to stay, we have to help them get housing, jobs, furniture, clothing, all those issues, and that's a daunting issue to take care of all those things, isn't it?
It sure is, and you, especially when you think about the short time frame that it has to be done, and within that time frame, you've got to leave in time for grieving, too, because this is a very sad thing when a marriage or a relationship breaks up. And so, you know, there's a lot of work to be done in a short period of time.
And one of the things that we're seeing now is that we're having fewer clients stay in our shelter, but we're actually servicing more people through our other programs. And that's something that's rather new this year.
Yeah, the trend has been going that way gradually. This year it was extremely so that way.
And in one sense, that's pretty good because it means that we're getting to people before they have to have a place to stay or we're trying to help them deal with their domestic violence issues without having to come into the shelter, and I think we're being successful with that. One of our programs is the Fresh Start program, and we have a number of people coming through that program, don't we?
Absolutely, and I'm really excited about this program because it really is a tangible way to help people into the future.
And what we're trying to do there is help people become independent by getting meaningful jobs and trying to give them the skills and whatnot that they need to do that. Things like interviewing, what the employer's expectations are, how to write a resume, computer skills. And we're serving people in Mitchell, Avery, and Yancey County with that program, and we're really excited about it. Now, you've got a program that's going into its second year called the Legal Assistance Center program.
Absolute passion of my life. In working in the shelter is how I started at Safe Places, working in the shelter, and kept noticing a lot of women coming in and having all these legal issues, yet no money, no way to get a lawyer and to help them with these issues. So I decided that it was time to get to work on figuring a way out of that situation.
Well, if people are interested in the Legal Assistance Center or any of our other programs, they can call us on our 24-hour hotline. Our number in Mitchell County is 765-4044. That's 765-4044, and we invite anybody to call that would like to have more information. I want to thank everybody for listening, and remember that stopping domestic violence begins with who? It begins with me and you.